You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Gray Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
It is a free ice cream Friday, and Curtis will head out on the Mr. Frosty ice cream truck in less than 1 hour. And so if you have a hankering for an ice cream this morning and you want to do something to help the Jimmy Fund, then you can look for, you can listen for the ice cream truck in Southie in just about an hour. And of course, Curtis, not a guy who was forced to work a lot of retail in his life. I don't believe, if I remember correctly, that his parents ever made him get a job. So therefore, this will be his first experience, marvelous experience dealing with the American public, which is always a pleasure, Curtis.
I'm sure you know. I'm just a people person, so I look forward to it.
Free ice cream Friday.
There's an
Was Dino really like?
There's a bit of a controversy going on the Twitch chat this morning. You can, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can watch this program on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and then you can grade Courtney's outfit every day.
We're not doing that. I dress for myself, not others. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
same. So the yeah. Clearly. but anyway, the debate is over Dale Robert the Plant.
Yeah.
Which was taken out of the studio yesterday by Carolyn, our marketing director. And I don't know where Dale the Plant ended up.
Dale here.
I don't think it was a good day for Dale.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Euthanized?
No, I don't think that.
I was told that Dale the Plant got a little too frisky during the threesome talk.
I wonder if Dale the Plant, Dale Robert the Plant, was given to Danielle to nurse back to health.
Somebody said it ended up in the ladies' room. So
really?
It's not.
Yeah, it's okay. Just be careful. That's what I heard. How true that is.
But I believe we're getting new plants and new furniture and a whole new look for the studio. So that's what's going on.
Didn't they promise you new things when you started the show?
Yeah, they promised me a lot, Ken, when I came over here. Mm-hmm. None of it had, virtually none of it has happened yet.
They've noticed that.
Seems like you feel like Aaron Rodgers.
I do feel like Aaron Rodgers, yes. You don't hear me demanding that I run the organization or demand that I be traded. But I know that Twitch loved the plant. Even though the plant was in some kind of a comorbidity situation, you should trust us. The plant is
in a better place.
It's in a
better place. I bet it's in a better place.
Yes, it's in a much better place.
It's a Monstera Thai constellation.
This is Walt. Hello, Walt.
Hey, what's up? Hey, good morning, Coco and fellas.
What's up?
Hey, quick comment. So when Mr. Numbnuts goes out this morning, he should do the Family Guy Herb the Perb voice while passing out ice cream.
I don't think that would go over that well.
Listen, also, too, do only folks in South Boston listen to the Greg Hill Show? Bring an ice cream truck to the hood.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought that I thought that the ice cream truck would go everywhere. And
what's
you're
up,
right?
Wiggy? What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe Walt said he's in Roxbury. Doesn't it go to Easton?
What's going on?
Well, should go down Newberry Street.
It's because that's Curtis's neighborhood is Southie. That's why he's doing it there. It's his hometown.
Hey, Mr. Numbnuts, come on.
I'll go anywhere, Walt.
What about Dorchester? That's close to Southie. You could kind of.
I'm in Dorchester. I'm right up the street from
there you go.
Mr. Numbnuts.
Hey, kids in Dorchester want ice cream too.
All right. Taking out a Mass Ave on Methadone Mile.
That'd be a great place for him to go.
Well, they'd love some ice cream down there.
Listen, at least he's doing a little bit of hard labor for the first time in his life.
And by the way, like you keep saying that. Yeah. I drove an 18-wheeler when I was a junior in high school.
Oh, you did? Just like the president.
Right.
Ken, did you hear that yesterday?
Well, yeah, everybody cut the clip off before he corrected himself. Typical right-wing Hackett job.
This is a hot mic situation.
The
president was at the Mack truck plant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking with the guys who worked there, and he said he used to drive an 18-wheeler, which unfortunately, it's not true. He's been in politics for most of his life. He never drove the 18-wheeler, but here he is. Here he is.
Well, you want the clip?
Yeah, I want the clip, obviously. I mean, come on.
And anyway.
And if we don't
drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got to.
Yeah, man. Used to drive an 18-wheeler,
see,
man.
I got to. Correct
him. I got to? What did he say?
He did it once. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
What, was he on the Brady Bunch with the
He didn't say I used to like, work as a driver.
Oh, so he never drove an 18-wheeler. What is he talking about, that guy? He's a little loosey-goosey with the truth there.
You don't think he ever got to drive an 18-wheeler?
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. I was trying to relate to the working man.
I kind of question him because you know how they say, ooh, there are these people out there that work for like the CIA and the FBI, like when somebody's lying. You know when he's lying because he always hits you with a... Anyway. Yeah, it's like, let's move on. It's like, let's move on from...
Oh, that's his tell?
Oh, yeah, that's his tell. Like, let's move on from... I drove an 18-wheeler.
Visit vaccines.com. Vaccines.com.
Have you ever watched or listened to those people that recount different people's 911 calls?
No.
And they say, oh, I know that this guy did it because he said this then.
No.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Really?
Yes. Highly recommend doing that.
We haven't done a quarantine 311 in a long time.
Yeah, we should do that. How about Monday we bring it back for after a big weekend in the city?
Okay, all right. That'd be great.
I have a question about old people that we were talking about Biden.
Yes.
Does anybody else share an experience that I had? My dad picked me up for the Red Sox game, and I have Waze, and I'm telling him how to get to Fenway from Southie, which is the best route without traffic.
Yeah.
And he refuses to use any technology. He's like, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get there. It's this bizarre generational divide where, like, he won't allow anybody to tell him how to drive somewhere.
Well, it's because they think they were here before all the construction, and they know the real routes. That's why they do it, and no one's going to tell them anything differently.
It is so bizarre. Like, I don't know how to go anywhere without Waze. It's just you put it in, it tells you the best route, you get there right away.
I mean, I would believe the guy if he said he used to drive a stagecoach. All right. Before we get to trending, let's get to what J.C. Tretter said yesterday about the NFL shaming those who have yet to be vaccinated. He is the president of the NFL Players Association. Here's what he said.
The wristband policy, it's just kind of a nonsensical idea. They say they need a differentiator between unvaccinated and vaccinated players. We already have a differentiator. The unvaccinated players need to wear masks. You know, no other sports leagues use any sort of scarlet marking or helmet decal or wristband because they know it's not necessary, and the teams know who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated. So what it really comes down to is the NFL wanted to put a policy in place to try to shame unvaccinated players publicly. And that shouldn't be the case because it's unnecessary, and we all know who's vaccinated, who's not, and it doesn't need to be a scarlet marking on people's helmets or wrists.
Huh. How do you feel about that?
I was more interested that his teammate, Baker Mayfield, said that it gives teams a competitive advantage when it comes to vaccine rates. So it seems like in Cleveland there's some feelings towards the NFL wanting players to get vaccinated.
Baker Mayfield is saying that you are able to determine from a competitive point of view whether
The only thing I could think about when he says that is guys that are vaccinated can do more, right? So maybe they can do more with the team. And he does bring up a good point. So if you're not vaccinated, you got to wear a mask. So then does that tell you Cam Newton's not vaccinated because he runs out to practice every day with a mask on?
Right.
So I guess, you know, JC's probably saying, hey, listen, if you want to know who ain't vaccinated, look at the people that are wearing masks.
I'll tell you what this is. This is the Players Association doing the bidding for one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, who has yet to be vaccinated and doesn't want to have a wristband on to show that he hasn't.
Well,
that's what this is, another Brady rule, Curtis.
This is an unhealthy obsession by you two idiots.
I'm very eating.
I pulled up the actual quote from Baker Mayfield. It's a competitive advantage, but it's also way more than that. It's about safety, just general health and well-being of human life. So it seems like maybe they're on opposite sides of feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at your boy up in Buffalo. He's tweefing.
Cole Beasley
tweefing with his teammate Jerry Hughes. Because, and we know Cole Beasley, I don't know if you've heard this guy in the past, he's against vaccines. I'm not doing it. Mark Cuban even came out and said, listen, I'll give you a piece of, or buy a piece of Pfizer for you and your wife if you get vaccinated. So we know that. He's against it. And Ben Volen wrote an article about how there is going to be a divide in the locker room with players that aren't vaccinated versus players that are vaccinated. And I could see that happening. And then I saw something else. I think it's like 90% of the NFL is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it's the most in, you know, like in any league as far as players being vaccinated. So there's just a handful of guys that are walking around that haven't been vaccinated.
Also, well, Mark Cuban could be the only guy that does that, because I think Cole tweeted, I'm not getting the vaccine unless I can like make money off of it. And then Mark Cuban said, okay, you want to do that? Sure. Here, put your money where your mouth is. Where your mouth is.
I'll buy you a piece of, I would have been like, all right, I'm vaccinated.
I told you, I'm holding out for more than $100. I'm holding out for $1,000.
Well, you missed the Vax-a-millions, man.
I missed the first one. The first winner was announced yesterday by the governor, and there'll be four more winners. So
did you find it strange that there's no footage or any actual evidence on how they picked the winners for the Vax-a-millions?
Yeah, we don't know. That's a good point.
I mean, it's not a shock that it wasn't someone in Weston that won Vax-a-millions.
You don't think it was a random drawing, Curtis?
No, kind of like after 9/11, there were certain people that were randomly picked to screen their luggage.
Curtis is upset. The Vax-a-millions winner is not from Weston. That sums it up.
What are you talking about?
That's
summing
up.
It's Darnell Washington.
I'm just saying there's no evidence of it, and then they have someone in the inner city who wins. That makes sense.
All right.
The other one's from Chelsea.
All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
A lot of new faces in Boston sports here over the last couple days, Greg. The Bruins brought in five new guys. Introduce now Kyle Schwarber, the newest Boston Red Sox. Big trade after the loss last night, a 13-1 beatdown by the Jays. But the 28-year-old, longtime Cubby, this year with the Nationals, 253 average, 72 games, 25 homers, 53 RBI. Big lefty stick they've added here for the stretch.
But you're worried about this because you don't know where they put him.
I don't know where they put him.
And so are you worried about that affecting the great chemistry in the Red Sox locker room?
The one option is you put him in left. You put Verdugo in center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you probably send Jaron Duran down, because then you have four outfielders. Yeah. And, you know, Cora's done a good job of finding at-bats for guys, like mixing and matching, so I guess that's the plan. But if they put him at first, that is weird. He's never played there, basically. One game in his seven-year career. So that I don't get. But they didn't have to give up a top prospect to do it, just their 19th best pitching prospect, 19th best overall per MLB pipeline. 20-year-old righty Aldo Ramirez. He will be out, Schwarber, until we think mid of August.
If I were Chaim Bloom, which is highly unlikely, I would be on the phone immediately this morning doing whatever I can to get a pitcher after last night. If I were him, I would be concerned about Erod and the rest of the season.
Yeah. If Erod's not the guy, they have to hope Sale is money, right, and Evaldi's their number two.
But you're putting all your eggs into the Sale basket, who's coming off who's coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Interesting race, though, right now, and Tampa Bay is 1.5 back, and you start a series with them tonight, 7:10, your first pitch, on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Big weekend series, Martin Perez opposing lefty Josh Fleming. Max Scherzer ends up with the Dodgers. Where else? Yankees get Anthony Rizzo in exchange for their 9th and 12th best prospects, and they are 3.5 back in the wild card chase. Toronto got a closer, too. Nats closer Brad Hand. Tampa bizarrely traded away their closer, Diego Castillo, so I don't even get that. Strange day in baseball. Curt Schilling is going to stay on the Hall of Fame ballot, by the way. I know you were worried about that, Greg.
Yes, yes.
He asked them to take him off. They refused. Mm. One more year for Curt to get in. NBA draft last night. Wiggy was watching Cade Cunningham, the first overall selection.
That kid's pretty good. He played at Oklahoma State. They're trying to compare him to, like, Luka Doncic.
Can you break down the French guard that the Celtics took in round two?
Hell no.
6'5 guard, turns 19 next week. He'll likely stay overseas for another year. Juhan Pagaran, I believe is the pronunciation. And a big trade, of course, with Russell Westbrook going to L.A.
And I got to go over this with Greg during the break, but I just got the okay to talk about a pretty interesting story relating to Tom Brady and some legal issues that may be coming his way.
Really?
Whoa. Whoa. That's a tease.
Whoa.
Also, some breaking news with regard to Vax-a-Millions, which you mentioned. Mm-hmm. The state has just announced the second $1 million winner, so congratulations to Billy Bulger of South Boston. The next million dollar winner in Vax-a-Millions. Way to go, Billy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, for an inexplicable reason, which is yet to be justified, Christopher Curtis moved the free ice cream Friday back to 7:45 this morning. I don't understand that, but that's all right. He'll get a couple hours in on the ice cream truck. It's free ice cream Friday. And so Curtis and Mr. Frosty heading out in about a half an hour or thereabouts. And you can find them in Southie this morning. You can watch the program on Twitch, and you'll be able to see Curtis as he interacts with the beloved retail public throughout the morning in Southie. And, of course, all of the proceeds from the ice cream truck, not only this morning but all day long, going to the Jimmy Fund.
Awesome.
Which is very nice of the ice cream guys.
Yes.
So, and gals. So that'll happen soon enough. We'll get to the news in a little bit with Courtney. Chicken nugget rage led to violence in Virginia, as it often does. And also during the news, why science says you may have to move out of America before the end of the world comes. America, not a good place, apparently, for the end of the world.
Quickly approaching.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Curtis, you mentioned that there may be some information on Tom Brady legally that some would like to hear about this morning.
Yes. So we all remember the Tom Terrific fiasco where Tom was trying to get his own trademark for Tom Terrific instead of Tom Seaver.
Right.
Well, I was alerted to last night from an attorney that there is a class action lawsuit being cited or acted upon.
Filed
with Thomas Edward Patrick Brady regarding his voicemail message scam on Twitter when he gave his phone number.
They're calling it a scam?
It is a scam, and they say it violates the statute in California where there is a $5,000 fine for illegal wiretapping. And that intercepting people's text messages and personal info without consent is a $5,000 fine in the state of California. So this attorney is going to be deposing Tom Brady regarding this, and it was with a company called community.com. And the actual wording of the filing says that according to the first amended class action complaint, defendant sent two automated text messages to plaintiffs without plaintiff's consent in response to plaintiff's initial message sent to a number believed to be the well-known professional football player, Tom Brady.
When is he deposing Tom Brady?
Shortly.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder how Tom Brady is in a deposition. I wonder.
Probably unbelievable.
Yeah.
You think he's good?
Yeah. And imagine being the guy who has to depose him. That would be stressful.
Good. We know how he is.
Is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so.
So let the record show, fair and balanced, Chris Curtis, my favorite person on the planet. I'm reporting the news as it is. This is going to be a big story.
Oh, man.
Across the country. So people are mad at Tom for illegal. I mean, this is going to be. This is why.
Well, now
Tom
we
has
know how he won the Super Bowl. Getting the text messages of Andy Reid.
Hey, Patrick. What's up, everyone? So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
I thought a lot of athletes did this.
What's that?
A lot of athletes do this,
I think.
Do they?
Really?
I've seen a few that have posted, and celebrities.
Rappers. Yeah. Rappers do it.
But what's the difference?
Well, a rapper's like, you know, seeing how many...
Why aren't they all getting deposed?
Oh, it's a rapper. He's trying to see how many chicks he can bag if they're
going
to hit
him
up.
But it's not really his number, though.
I think it is. Jordan Lucas put out his number.
No, Tom Brady is not giving out his actual cell phone number.
Well, you said
Wiki thinks it's his actual cell phone number.
He said, well, then, you know what?
Then that's fraudulent?
That is fraudulent.
Oh, well, I think the law firm of J. Charles Wiggins ought to organize a class action lawsuit because it wasn't his real phone number. What about that one?
Because he made it, hey, call me. I'm going to answer questions. I'm going to respond to your text. What's that called? That's like a, you know, a guy or a girl puts on a whole bunch of makeup and clothes.
Catfishing.
Yes, I was catfished by Brady.
Will there be a deposition courtroom artist there to sketch Tom Brady when he is deposed, Curtis? I hope so.
I hope so, yes. We need a new rendition of that. Maybe he did this on purpose so he would have to be drawn again in a courtroom, and maybe this time to be more accurate.
I would have. He got done dirty there.
He did. He really did, yeah. Well, speaking of trademarks, I've yet to bring up what Wiggy said after the show the other day with regard to being a Boston-born professional athlete.
Oh, what a bombshell we have not talked about.
Which is, I mean, I guess if it's accurate, then you ought to get it trademarked like Tom Brady was trying to do.
What's that?
After the show the other day, where you said you were the greatest Boston-born professional athlete.
Oh, yeah. I ain't lying. But greatest Boston athlete to come out of Boston all time.
All time.
All time.
More than Tony C?
Yeah, because I don't think Tony C won a World Series.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about that. We classify, we have the discussion. The pinnacle.
Greater than Charlie Coyle, who's from New Bedford?
That's not Boston.
Okay.
You got to be from the city limits, man.
Okay.
It's like, you know, Doug Flutie, you're from Natick, you're not from Boston. Matt Damon, you're from Cambridge, even though you're a traitor. We kind of gave you a little bit of that.
Is that something you declare yourself, like Tom Brady comparing himself to Wayne Gretzky? Does one compare themselves to be the greatest Boston-born athlete in the history of sports?
Brady did it. Why can't I do it?
If it's accurate. But in this case, it's not accurate.
It is accurate.
Think of all the great boxers from this area, let alone players.
What hockey players? What hockey players?
Well, Kevin Stevens won two cups with the Penguins.
And where's Kevin Stevens from?
He's from this area.
He was like Winchester or
right.
something.
No, no. Here.
Was he like Pembroke or something like
yeah,
that?
May have been South
yeah,
Shore.
But that's not Boston.
It's got to be Boston?
Yeah, that's when you say
so Rocky, city limits.
So
go
Rocky
out
Marciano
pretty far.
Is not a Boston athlete.
No,
he's from Brockton?
Yeah, he's a Brockton athlete.
Oh, so now you're getting like.
What do they call him?
What about Patrick Ewing? He's from Boston.
Patrick Ewing is from Cambridge. How many world championships he win?
Are you saying you're a better athlete than Patrick Ewing?
How many world championships Patrick yes, Ewing yes, got?
I want to hear you
how
say.
How many
it.
Championships
I want to hear
do
you
I
say.
Got? I'm who's, asking
who's,
a question.
Who's a better athlete, Jermaine Wiggins or Patrick Ewing?
Hey, listen, who has more championships?
Why do you answer every effing question with a question?
I'm asking the question. Why can't you answer that first?
Because he asked you the first question.
You know what? Think about it.
Tom Glavine?
City? No, he's from Winchester.
No, he's Bill not. Ricka. Bill Ricka. Bill,
oh,
Ricka.
Bill Ricka.
And what about what's his face? The guy in the Bruins, who's from the Cape.
What's his face?
Well, he's gonna say he's
Charlie
from
Goyle.
I just, oh, said, Charlie. I just said that 10 yeah. minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was formulating a tweet.
I didn't realize that the Cape was Boston. That's my bad.
What
about Howie Long?
From
Charlestown.
Charlestown, but then Howie moved out to. I want to say
no.
Moved.
It doesn't matter where okay. you.
Yeah,
moved
I think it's
down.
Where you're born.
Like
yeah.
you were born in Eastie, but you moved. You live in
no,
some
no,
hoity-toity
no, no.
suburb.
I grew up and went to high school and laid roots in Boston.
You got what?
That's where you went. Yeah, I didn't leave.
So is high school the limit?
Yeah, high school because that's where you. That's where most people say you know where you're from.
Right, right. This is Mike from Nashua, New Hampshire. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up,
Marvelous Marvin Hagler?
Yes.
Mic drop.
Yeah, yes.
Where is Hagler from?
Yes. In Brockton.
He's from Boston.
He's not from Boston. He's from Brockton.
Wiki.
No.
Give me a break.
Okay.
He's from, what are you going to do? Oh,
let me ask you this.
Southie, I'm from Eastie.
No.
I'm from Somerville.
No.
I'm from Everett.
Mike.
It's all the same.
No, it isn't the same. Because if you are from Brockton and people say, if people ask Marvelous Marvin Hagler where he's from or Rocky Marciano, they don't go, oh, I was from Boston. They go, I'm from Brockton.
Well, what about the great Harry Aganis?
Well, that don't count.
What?
What?
How long ago was that?
That don't count.
Anti-Greek.
That don't count.
How long ago was that? You can't say you're.
He has an arena named after
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but you cannot say.
He does. Wiggy doesn't even have a street. He wants a
but
a
we
square.
Are petitioning for
we
that.
We are petitioning
yes.
for that, yes.
Right. You can't say you're a Boston athlete, and then people go, where are you from? And you go, oh, I'm from Billerica.
All right, but John L. Sullivan.
Billerica? Who calls it Billerica?
What about the great Mike Ruzioni?
Mike Ruzioni.
Gold medal winner.
Winthrop.
From Winthrop.
Oh.
And he never won a Stanley Cup. What's more important, Stanley Cup or gold medal? Let's be honest.
Well, we know where you stand on that.
It's the Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stop it. All these fraudulent people, listen, they are from Massachusetts now. If you said the greatest Massachusetts athlete, okay, that's different because we open it up. But when we talk about Boston, we talk about the places from Boston, Dorchester, Roxbury, Southie, Charlestown, Mattapan, those places, East Boston, where people are from.
Jimmy Hayes won a Stanley Cup, didn't he?
There's only two people.
Jimmy Hayes did. What about Kevin Hayes?
There's only two
people. What about Kevin Hayes?
Myself and Dana Barros.
He didn't win a Stanley Cup, though.
Oh, and Ron Stone.
Mark Bavaro. You're not even the best tight end.
Bavaro, let me tell you, started here, then went to Danvers.
What about Stowe, Massachusetts?
What does that have to do with anything?
What about the pride of Stowe, Massachusetts, Tom Barrasso?
Tommy B.
Or as we used to call him as youngsters, Tom Barasshole. Wait, can I say that?
Nope.
Curtis, that was the goalie in my youth.
Did you dump out, did you
no,
dump
I didn't.
Out of that?
Curtis, the reason why is because you were born there, that people don't claim that, right? So people don't claim being from a place that they were just born at. Like Michael Jordan doesn't claim being from Brooklyn, New York, even though he was born there. You claim where, most people claim where they grew up, where they went to high school.
Well, Charlie Coyle was born and raised in Rockland, and that's where we...
Yeah, well, Rockland is not in the city limits.
What about but your thing is
and
championships.
Charlie Coyle win a championship?
No.
Exactly.
What about Dana Barros?
I said Dana Barros.
Oh, you said Dana Barros.
But Dana never won an NBA title.
Yeah, you won a Super Bowl.
So me, Dana, and Ron Stone are really only three Boston athletes.
Yeah, you might be right.
I am right.
He might be right.
Yeah, you're talking me into it, honestly.
Well, he always does that.
I know. But it's unbelievable.
If he talks long enough, does it become true? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, in my mind, it does.
Courtney, if people say, like, where is Rocky Marciano from? Nobody ever says Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You say Brockton. So he's not claiming the Boston area. He's saying he's from Brockton. So why would he get credit for being a Boston athlete when he's not from there? Why would I give a guy credit who, for being a Boston athlete when if they ask where he's from, he's going to go Billerica?
What about John Cena?
John Cena's not from Boston either. I think he's from
sure. Is he like a, no, I think he's no, like I a think Peabody guy or something.
John Cena would be the best actor, not athlete.
This is Mike from Foxborough. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
How about the Hayes brothers of Dorchester?
Yeah,
we
brought them up.
Chris Knuckles Nyland of West Roxbury.
Yeah. What about Chris Nyland?
Oh, Nyland's got a couple Stanley Cups on his belt, right?
Uh-huh.
We got to compare the stats, though. Nyland was a fighter.
So?
What?
What does that matter?
I was an actual...
Skilled athlete?
Skilled
you
athlete.
You played a skill position?
I was a skilled... And I had a couple records that were non-fighting records.
Only one cup for Nyland, but he does have one.
Yeah.
There we go, Nyland.
Yeah, but Nyland
was...
You're number two.
No.
Greatest Boston-born athlete ever, Chris Nyland.
Knuckles is behind me.
Ewing counts now. Cambridge?
Yeah, okay, I said Cambridge. I'll give him Cambridge, even though it's teetering. I'll give
Patrick Ewing won a national championship at Georgetown.
Yeah, that was a great one. I remember watching that game against Villanova.
And I believe did he not win a gold medal on the Dream Team?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got a national championship and a gold medal, and you have one Lombardi, which you got fraudulently due to the Tuck rule.
And you played one season here.
That's all right. I got a Super Bowl.
I mean, well.
When you think of Charles Barkley, they never say, well, this guy's one of the greatest basketball players because he won a title. I mean, he won a gold medal. No, they always knock him because he never won a title. I'm telling you, that's why Patrick Ewing, one of the greatest centers to ever play the game, but the knock will always be that he didn't win that championship.
Interesting. All right. Here's Derek, the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Derek, your take on Wiggy, the greatest Boston-born athlete ever?
Well, I think he just made his point beautifully.
Oh.
People don't listen to the guy. I don't see how you dispute it.
Yeah.
City limits, it's him.
It's done. Him. Yeah. Yeah.
See?
I'll tell you, Hill Dog, I am all in on Pretty. I'm getting the shirt. I am the biggest Pretty fan that there ever was now.
Well,
I love the kid.
Don't discount Matt Damon. I mean, Matt Damon has run away from the Patriots, and he's a Tom Brady guy now, which is killing
me.
It's killing me because I want to go see Stillwater, the movie today, but I said I'm not going to do it. I said I'm going to boycott all of his movies forever. So I
got to do it.
Can you get me like a bootleg copy of it or something? Wait,
I can get you a bootleg.
So you just don't want to give the money?
I don't want to give the money to Matt
Damon. Hildog, Damon is the, you know, basically the symbol for Patriot Nation. Because it's crumbling. It's going to be a ghost town down there, okay? You've already seen it with their little, you know, they used to make a big deal about, you know, training camp and their little videos that they would pump out. And it's nothing but tumbleweeds down there right now.
Well, that was okay? Curtis's lead this morning was that the place was empty yesterday. There was nobody there.
Who told you? I have been right on. Now, furthermore, let's not lose sight of the fact that this season is not about Cam and Mac Jones and all that crap that, you know, the diehards want, you know, to fluff with. This is pure and simple, okay? The whole narrative, you know, everyone else is playing checkers while Bill's playing chess. All those complete morons that I had to listen to, okay? It's on the line now because it's clear as day that it was Pretty and Pretty alone that built Foxborough. And now it's on the line. There's no more excuses with your little COVID and all that other crap you people used last year. Everything's on the line. And it doesn't look good, especially if you just take a look at, well, one day they're all over Mac, now Cam on yesterday. None of that matters, Hill Dog. The genius ain't so the genius, especially now that Eazy-E Ernie Adams is all done.
So
okay,
Derek, you're suggesting it all comes down to 3 hours, week four, and then it's done. That's it. What one game for all for all the glory?
Oh, but listen, that game will be just a footnote. The best part of that game is there was no, you know, grand farewell, you know.
video montage with Pretty in his last home game at Foxborough. You people were robbed of it by the genius. Belichick robbed you people, and it's beautiful, Hilldog.
All right, Derek takes a lot of pleasure in the misery of Patriots fans.
He loves it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the dumbest of the day.
It's time for
the
dumbest of the day.
This is currently Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. Good weekend.
All right, good weekend. But first, dumbest of the day. We listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Well, I feel bad doing this story because this is my favorite BBC reporter. Her name is Claire Balding, and she's gone viral because she had an interesting way to describe a swimmer and how they were able to win gold in the freestyle relay.
Okay.
And here's how she described it on the broadcast.
It's fair enough in this situation. And Matt, also for you, you're 18 years old. It's your first Olympics. And you swam. Honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually had a chance to watch it back yet. I've tried to find it, and I'm having some trouble finding the video of the race.
Listen, I mean, take that as a compliment. Right. Yeah. I mean, your third leg.
Right. It's like the guy from your show that you watch, Sex
Yes,
Life.
Apparently that was a prosthetic.
Oh.
It did come out.
Really?
That was a prosthetic,
That
yes.
was a fake penis
Unfortunately,
in Sex Life?
Sex Life did hire
Now, were you happy about that, or was that disappointing to you?
No, I said from...
Santo was happy.
No. Either way, see? I thought that they did a great job.
Yeah. There's not, honestly.
Sounds like a hesitation. They're like Brady.
No, there's just.
I love him.
Well, what am I going to say? Like,
When you showed us the scene, I was like, I'm sorry. There's no guy that has been given that by the creator. It's impossible.
Your third leg was just phenomenal.
Poor turn of a phrase by that reporter, Curtis.
Unfortunate, yeah.
Yes, unfortunate. Yes, you're right about that.
Did you guys see Caleb Dressel, the U.S. guy, win gold?
No.
Yesterday? Oh, it's the best video ever. You got to go watch it.
How was his third leg?
I bet great. He is from the U.S. They had the split screen with his family. I love those types of videos where you see the family watching it on TV crying.
Yeah.
But his post-race interview, he starts crying.
He's
emotional
did?
During it, and it's just so...
The guy's not an athlete, though.
Is that the guy who was tatted up?
We've learned that about swimmers, not athletes. No.
Even water polo guys. Those guys are athletes.
Even though
how
using...
can you say that water polo is and swimming is not?
That's the only Olympic event I saw. I was getting my oil change yesterday, and they had water polo on TV.
Water polo, very difficult. And also athletes.
Do you talk to the other people in the waiting room?
Sometimes. It depends. One guy was like, oh, man, I recognize your voice.
Next time, I'll help you with that.
Oh, yeah.
I change my own oil. I go to AutoZone first, Curtis.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's another stop we're going to make today.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, we're 10 minutes away or so from Free Ice Cream Friday. But coming up next, the news with Courtney and chicken nugget rage led to violence in Virginia. There's also an irrational Cape Cod fear in the news today. What a woman found herself surrounded by at Race Point Beach. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this.
The news.
The hope is with this incentive, we'll be able to prime the pump and get more people interested in getting back to work.
With your host...
Florida, not like the rest of the U.S.
Courtney Cox.
You just want more like a cookie cutter, probably hire anybody like Courtney Cox.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. And man of the people, Chris Curtis, has now officially, I believe, headed upstairs to enter the ice cream truck.
He needed to get his AirPods first, but yes.
Okay, all right, good.
Free ice cream Friday.
Right, exactly. So we are in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll check in with him and find out how they're heading over to the Stockyard first because there's a bunch of guys who are working over there on Guest Street who said they'd give $100 to the Jimmy Fund if they brought the ice cream truck over there. So, and I want to thank Frosty Ice Cream, frostyicecream.com, and Frank over there for providing the truck and the ice cream. And Frank said earlier when he called the show, he's going to do it up till 9 o'clock tonight. All the proceeds, everything. He's not going to make a cent. Everything goes to the Jimmy Fund. So,
awesome.
Thanks to Frank. And by the way, you can follow them on Instagram at Frosty Boston. And we'll have, as soon as we get video, we'll roll that on the Twitch feed so you can watch Curtis, and we'll go live to Curtis in a little bit. But right now we'll get to the news.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be the show without kicking things off with vaccine talk. Biden announced Thursday federal workers will need to attest to being vaccinated or wear masks regardless of COVID-19 community spread where they live. He didn't rule out the idea of a national mandate.
A what?
A national mandate.
A government mandate?
Correct.
With the vaccine?
Is correct. Though okay. He wouldn't vouch for the authority. He acknowledged exploring the authority. Here's what he had to say.
Every federal government employee will be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
That's going to be you soon.
So he said he's looking into whether or not
he has authority national mandate.
How would you feel about a national vaccine mandate? The government saying that you're not with that.
It's for people. That's why I said at the beginning, like, why are we still doing this? There's, you can get a vaccine anywhere if you choose to.
Yeah.
So are you going to make it a government mandate? Because, you know, are you going to make it a government mandate that everybody who's having sex wear condoms? Because that could be detrimental to your health.
Right.
Yeah, so like anything,
that's a good point.
Anything you do that could be detrimental to your health, are you going to make it a government mandate? Are you going to make it a government mandate that you can only eat fast food once a week? Because that could, you know, it's just like if the vaccine is available for you and you choose to take it and... There was this thing that we got sent this email
from the company.
Yeah, from the company.
Yeah.
And it just says, on the email, it's like, I guess it's like a stat, but 95% of the people that have been hospitalized with COVID in the U.S. are unvaccinated.
Right.
So if you're not vaccinated, you got a better chance of getting it and going to the hospital, but that's your choice.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why we have to have these mandates.
Okay. All right.
All right, moving on. Vax-a-million winners. Unfortunately, Wiggy and I have not been called yet.
Not yet.
But hope is still there.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, the first winners of the Massachusetts COVID vaccine lottery, dubbed Vax-a-millions, were announced Thursday. Daryl Washington, 63, of Weymouth, he won the initial $1 million prize, while 15-year-old Chelsea High School student Daniela Maldonado won a $300,000 college scholarship. I would be bummed. Oh.
Wait a second. The second person's a 15-year-old winner.
Yes. Yeah.
So does that mean we still have four more cracks at the $1 million?
Yes, because it's five. I think it's five for the million.
Five. Okay.
And
right.
five for the college scholarship.
Yeah. Right.
Here is what Washington had to say about winning $1 million.
Really ask yourself, is your child, is your spouse, if your grandparents, are they worth you getting a vaccination?
$1 million is...
Well, but imagine being 17, getting vaccinated, and then getting the scholarship. I mean, the scholarship's still great, but you're very close to winning $1 million.
Yeah. Guy went home, told his wife, honey, we won the $1 million lottery. And she said, where are we going? And he said, we're not going anywhere. You're leaving. $1 million. That is exactly what that man said. But congratulations to a million.
Yes,
bucks.
That's nice. Amazing. 63 years old.
It's nice.
I have a chance. Mm-hmm. So yes. I got vaccinated. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we have an irrational fear. You teased this earlier on the Cape.
Yeah.
In Provincetown, Marcy Sterlis. She's an assistant principal in New York City, and she was trying to enjoy her summer, you know, as one does. So she went on Cape. Thursday morning, she went for a hike solo. You never go on a hike solo. You know, I believe that.
Yeah, that's true.
Race Point Beach at low tide. It was a little bit before noon when she got some very unexpected company. She thought she might get close, you know, to some sea life, maybe some crabs. But a coyote, the relentless coyote, kept coming at, or at least circling, for an agonizing 10 minutes. Here's what she had to say.
I sat down to put my sneakers back on. And as I was getting up, I look over and this coyote was 4 or 5 feet from me. It was like up to a foot at some point. Like it was, and it was just coming at me, kept coming at me. My voice is still really hoarse from screaming so much.
I don't know if you're supposed to scream if that happens.
I don't know. Wiggy always knows how you deal with the various wild animals.
We know bear attacks. Bear attacks.
You don't climb a tree. We know that.
You don't climb a tree.
You make yourself bigger.
Yes. Yeah, you're supposed to.
No, you play dead if it's a brown bear.
Yeah.
But if it's a black bear, you run.
You run. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But you got to zigzag when you run.
Yeah.
I thought that was an alligator.
By the way, can I just address something? Not any issue with you personally, but you said on Cape.
Yes.
What about the people who say, I'm in the Cape? You're not really in the Cape. I noticed this when I was on vacation, when I was in Chatham at the Squire. People are talking about how you're in the Cape. You're
not
You're on the Cape.
That's what
you're
said, right?
Yeah. You're not in the Cape. You're on the Cape.
But she just said on Cape. She took out the.
Well, that's okay. I'm fine with that. But it's not.
I think that's normal, too.
It's not.
I think people say on Cape.
It's kind of a mass hole thing. You're not in the Cape.
Well, where are
you? You're on the Cape. The Cape is
an island, so you have to get on it.
Yeah, it's like a. It's not officially an island, I don't think.
Oh.
It's like a Galapagos or something like that. I don't know.
Archipelago.
Archipelago or what? I don't know what it is because it has a bridge to get to it. I mean, it has a canal.
Right.
So do you say if I call you and you're at, let's say you're at Davios.
I would say I'm at Davios.
You wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say I'm in Davios.
You wouldn't say I'm in Southie.
I would say, I would say I'm in Southie.
Right. But that's on
the I would say I'm on the Cape.
Because that's the difference. I think even though you take there's a bridge, you still are going on to it.
You're going on to a thing. Southie is a.
It's on a body of water.
But so you can get to Southie from the south end, not going over any type of bridge.
You don't have to go over a bridge to get. You're just not in the Cape. It's just something that bothers me.
Great point by a Twitcher. Santo was in the sweater Cape.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
That would be an appropriate usage of in.
Yes, he was. What about at the Cape? Several texters. What about down the Cape?
Down the Cape.
What if you're down Cape? You could be down Cape, I guess.
Does it really bother people when they go, oh, I'm in the Cape?
It bothers me.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Wiggy. All right, what else?
Okay, we're moving on to a worst-case scenario situation fueled by climate change. A total global collapse, the end of the world, if you will.
Okay.
The U.S. isn't among the top five countries well-positioned to survive, according to a new study. That's because its giant land borders make it vulnerable to migration from people who would be trying to escape climate disasters in their own country. So saying people coming from Mexico or coming from Canada, it would all come to America.
Yes.
Not so, great for doomsday
right,
in America.
So the end of the world, which is coming, which is nigh. America is not the one of the top five places to be. Last night I watched the new Purge film. Forever Purge. It's great.
I liked it.
And that is the exact scenario that that one witnessed.
So is that technically the end of the world?
What, the Purge?
Purge
isn't.
I'm thinking when
Forever Purge would be theoretically the end of the world, although they set it up for Purge 12 or whatever it is at the end.
That
spoiler alert, I don't want to tell you what happened.
But when you say the end of the world, I'm thinking like the movie with Ben Affleck where there's a meteor coming to hit the world, so it don't matter where you are.
End of the world essentially means that it's why people go off the grid. You know, it's why you have people who have their bunkers, because you're going to have you have massive inflation, you run out of food, kind of what's going on in the country now, you can't get furniture for 10 months.
The Kardashians looked into a bunker.
Dead can, you know how it is. It's
the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
Right.
But I think we'll be fine here in America. Like Canada, they're not coming down here. We have too many guns for them, right? So we are like the forever purge. We are the new Americans. Mm-hmm. We've taken over. Uh-huh. So, I think America is a good place. People are not coming here. Like, Europeans, they're not coming here.
Good time to play the Hulk Hogan song right here, Ken, when he says New Americans.
All right,
go ahead.
A man made a scene by knocking display cases over at a McDonald's in Virginia. He attacked police officers when they approached him over the situation. The situation was that the guy originally wanted to order a 4-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal, but McDonald's, the staff typed out the wrong order, and they put in 4 orders of Happy Meals. Here he is yelling at employees.
Wait a second. He went into chicken nugget rage because he got too many?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, you had to pay for them.
No, I don't think he did.
That's probably the issue, I would guess. Yeah. We have audio on this.
I paid for food, yeah?
Oh.
Wait, so he's saying I paid for food.
Uh-huh.
So did he pay for the 4 McNuggets and then they gave him, multiple 4 orders of it?
I guess so. I would not complain about that.
No,
all day, every day, chicken nugget.
Right, all day.
Maybe it was 4.
Nuggets. Nah, he must have ordered just a 4-piece nugget meal and then they charged him for 4 orders of nuggets, whether it's 4 other chicken nugget meals.
Huh.
Okay. Maybe he got 4 burgers or something instead of his nuggets.
Well, listen, really it is frustrating. You go there, you put the order in. Oftentimes you get home, it's not what you ordered. It can be frustrating.
I think it's second, maybe third best fast food nuggets, chicken nuggets. Yeah.
What's your first? Chick-fil-A?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're moving on.
Did the guy storm off like a certain Patriots quarterback did yesterday? Did he throw things?
No, I think he was detained by police. Okay.
He's like Gresh. They gave him sauce. He didn't want it.
Yes.
He continued. Mac Jones sort of continued to storm off.
It was a storm off.
And did you guys use Grubhub a lot during the pandemic, during lockdown?
Yes.
I guess we're still in the pandemic, according to some.
Yeah.
Well, the online delivery service platform that was used a lot during the pandemic is now being sued by Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
For what?
Because
they're a successful corporation?
Is
that why Maura Healey is suing them? Because she never had to work a day in her life other than the public sector? Why is she suing?
Because the economic development law prohibits fees to restaurants that exceed 15% of an order's menu price. Here is Frank from the North End Restaurant.
If everything goes right, after paying your mortgage or your rent and after paying taxes and 7% and after paying the electric, insurance and every other thing that comes up, you're very, very lucky if you make 20% at the end of the whole thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, so I guess that's bad for the restaurants, or well, is it not? Or does it not matter?
The restaurant doesn't have to use Grubhub. I mean, is the free enterprise system still in play, or does the government tell you how much you can charge for your service? I mean,
so you're saying they could do Uber Eats?
I'm probably a little biased because Grubhub gave about $3.5 million to restaurants through the Restaurant Strong Fund. Mm-hmm. So they seem like a pretty good company to me. But what's Amir? How much did Maura Healey give? It's a mere $3.5 million that they donated to restaurants. All right, what else?
Okay, Samantha Ramsdell holds the Guinness World Record for the largest mouth as a female.
Wow.
Her mouth measures...
You got Wiggy's attention.
Yep, 2.56 inches from top to bottom when she opens it all the way.
Really?
She's embraced who she is and advises others who have a large body part or something unique to be proud and make it your biggest asset. Here's more about what she had to say.
Basically, I could look in the mirror. I've known that my mouth was extremely large. And of course, I was made fun of too. I always talk a lot about how I was bullied growing up, called Big Mouth Bass Girl. Now, you know, 31 years later, being 31 and being able to do something that really was something I was so insecure about and something that I wanted to keep so small. And now it's like one of the biggest, best things about me.
Good on her.
Now I can't. It's like everybody wants to date me.
Right, yeah.
What's her name?
Ramsdell. You got to look that up.
I am looking at it.
When it comes to mouths, I'm often criticized in the Twitch chat for having no upper lip. Do you feel like I'm lacking in the upper lip area?
It could be because you have a beard.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Maybe. If you lost the beard, then you'd really be able to notice it. And then
maybe I should get upper lip augmentation or something.
Lip
like
injections.
Yeah.
Mostly you're being criticized for scratching too much today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Are you active in the scratching? Yeah.
I did a radio show for 28 years in which there was no visual component.
Correct.
So I'm not really... the Twitch chatters, they say, Greg scratches himself, he itches his ear... I mean, I have a water in the ear thing. You know how I have the eye thing,
like swimmer's ear.
You're always
when I wake up in the morning, I don't know if this means I have a brain tumor or something. Probably if I went to WebMD, it would say that. But when I wake up in the morning, my ear is wet. What does that mean?
Oof! A lot of air wax.
Do you shower right before bed?
No, I shower in the morning.
Huh.
It's not a tumor.
I don't know what that means.
Her mouth is pretty big.
Anybody else suffer from that?
Nope.
A wet ear?
No.
No, but that is the worst feeling when you feel like there's water in your ear. That's a bad feeling.
I am calling right now for a Wet Willy rejoin. The band Wet
That's
Willy.
The worst thing.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Kyrie Irving.
Damn. Her mouth is really big.
You like the mouth.
But it looks weird, though. It doesn't fit her face.
She's saying that you need to embrace it. I think it's a good thing for the youth.
Yeah, it's like the Joker mouth. Well, you know what it's like? You'd probably know this. You ever see the Snapchat
filter,
filter that makes your mouth look really big and it don't look like it fit your face? It just looks weird.
Okay. Well, Kyrie Irving says he has nothing to do with the design and marketing of his upcoming Kyrie 8 sneakers. He tweeted, quote, "In my opinion," he said IMO, but that's what that means, "these are trash. I have absolutely nothing to do with them."
Yeah.
Imagine signing a massive deal with Nike and then you're going to call out the sneakers and say that they're trash.
Yeah, but if you have nothing to do with them.
His deal is $11 million a year. Nike pays him $11 million a year.
If I'm Nike, I'm pissed.
He is biting the hand that feeds him. Like,
why would they?
The guy's not happy with anything.
Why wouldn't they ask him, like, why wouldn't they say, hey, we want to, with design and sneakers, we want you involved, like Kobe used to do?
You know, just a humble approach.
This is like Aaron Rodgers all over again, right? Like, Kobe should be able, he should be able to run Nike because
they
pay him
$11
million a year, right?
Whose name's on the sneaker?
Who cares?
Nike's name.
No. People are buying them because
they're buying them because they're Nike and they made
they're
nice
not.
Sneakers.
They're
no, I'm sure that they are buying them because they're Kyrie.
They're buying them because they're Kyrie. They're buying them because they're Jordans. They're buying them because they're LeBrons. So if they make some sneakers that is trash, then those are your name on that sneaker.
Right. But there must have been something in the deal that said that they can kind of have free range on making the sneaker.
Of course there was. They're paying the guy $11 million a year. Stand up there, hold the sneaker up, take a couple photos, and collect your cash.
See, that's
and they're not trash. I looked at them. I thought they were cool.
Yeah. But that's your problem, though. You're not a sneakerhead. So to you, it's like, oh, stand there. Because if the sneakers are trash.
I like sneakers.
No, I'm talking about Greg.
Oh.
So if I'm Kyrie or I'm any athlete, I want my sneakers. Now, you got to do what Kobe did. Kobe was always kind of involved in the design of a sneaker. And I don't know if they're just like you said, if they're telling Kyrie, hey, just stand up there, but we're designing the sneakers.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Guy's an expert when it comes to designing sneakers now, too.
It's certainly not Kyrie's fault.
He's an expert on the flat earth, expert on
Boston.
Boston, every kind of woke issue there is. And
that
sneakers.
Is all reality based, and I live in that world.
Okay.
And this is amazing for me from you, Greg.
Really?
You're Mr. America, Mr. Capitalism at its best, right? Go out there and make money. You're your own business, your own company, restaurant strong. And then when you have athletes that want to be their own business or be their brand, you go, shut up.
Oh,
you don't know. Why don't you start your own team? Why don't you start your own sneaker?
Why doesn't he turn the $11 million back into them if he doesn't like the sneakers?
No, but why don't they
Why doesn't he give them back the $11 million that they paid him if he doesn't like the sneakers? That would be a way to deal with it.
No, or
then I would say, wow, there's a guy who really has some conviction.
Or he could be like, I want to be more involved in it because brand.
You think if you were running Nike and you paid a guy $11 million and he's standing up there saying that your sneakers are trash, you'd be okay with that?
I'd have an issue with that. But if I'm Nike, I'd make sure my athletes were having say-so on how we design sneakers.
Shut up and dribble.
Then he shouldn't have had. He should have made sure in his contract that it said that he has full kind of creative
control. Well, see, that's
control.
What we have to find out.
Yes.
If he has that, you know.
Well, if you guys are waiting for a license plate, it might take a bit longer than normal, and it's because the production of license plates are temporarily halted due to a worldwide aluminum shortage.
Really?
The pandemic has caused a shortage of employees that produce and ship the aluminum.
I thought the prisoners made all of the license plates.
Is there a COVID outbreak in prison?
I thought Criminal was making a license plate. Is Criminal currently incarcerated or is he out?
No, he's out.
Wait, is that a true thing?
What about the Rat Man? Is the Rat Man...
Ratman's out.
Rat Man was going to come on the show.
Is Rat Man going to get ice cream from Chris Curtis in South Boston soon?
I don't think he's going to Southie, but if he happens to get the Eastie, maybe.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. We used to make the prisoners make the license plates, but now we probably don't do that because we don't want...
I really wanted a vanity plate growing up.
You did?
My dad said no.
What were you going to get?
I think I wanted like cocoa.
You can get one now. You know that, right?
Yes.
You're an adult.
No, I know, but his reasoning I appreciate his reasoning.
What?
He said, what if there's a crazy person out there and they start stalking you because that's an easy license plate to remember.
Yeah, he was obviously referring to Ken.
I don't know if you realize this. All they got to do is put your name in the Google machine.
Yes.
And kind of get a lot of information. So if they want to stalk you, it's not going to matter if you have a vanity plate.
Well, you can't find my license plate number, you know.
They know where you work.
Well, let's round it out with a 28-ounce slice of cake from the day that the Prince of Wales made the late, great Lady Diana a princess, and it's going up for auction on August 11th. The piece of cake is expected to fetch 500 British pounds, or about $700.
That's it?
Yeah, that's kind of a deal. If you're a big... people love Princess Diana.
Oh, of course. Are you one of those women who loves the royal family?
So my freshman year of college, I did wake up early to see William and Kate get married.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
I think I'm more fascinated by the royal family, and then I loved the Oprah interview with Harry and Meghan. There's a new HBO cartoon coming out that is about the royals. Did you see this?
No.
People are very upset about it.
Really?
Because it's based off Prince George, and they're saying that you're using a child to get laughs out of people.
Yeah.
So people are upset. What's his name? The guy who from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Seth MacFarlane?
No. It's Gary and Nettie or Gary Jannetty. Yes, from Family Guy. He has a parody account for Prince George.
And which one's Prince George? Is that Meghan Markle's baby?
No. Prince George is William and...
So they're selling a hunk of cake from their wedding?
Yes. They're auctioning it.
Yeah, can he eat it?
I don't think so.
How long ago was it from?
28 years ago.
No, you can't eat that.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of buying it if you can't eat it?
Well, it's a piece of history.
And how much did it go for? $700?
Well, they're listing that, yeah. at $700.
Oh, that ain't bad. That's cheap.
And I bet it goes for a ton more.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be up in a six figs.
All right. Well, speaking of delicious sugary desserts, coming up next, we will check in with the No Humor Man, Chris Curtis, who is on the ice cream truck as we speak, and we'll be right back with that.
The Honda Civic and the Accord are uniquely stylish in their own way. But do you know what they have in common? Reliability and comfort? Sure. Available turbocharged engines? Of course. But also, the driver, having fun for no reason, except for the thrill of driving a Honda. Kelley Blue Book's 2021 Best Value Brand. Contact your Honda dealer or shop online today.
Based on 2021 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Lou and Christian here. Now, 2021 is flying by, and you still haven't addressed those important projects around the house.
Whether you need a new roof, new windows, or a new siding, the unfortunate thing is the problem is only going to get worse if you ignore it. Don't worry, though. Our friend Eric Peabody and the team at Window World have you covered.
Now, Christian and I are both Window World customers, and you should be too. They don't use gimmicks like buy one window, get one free. They guarantee unbeatable quality and pricing, and they're backed with industry-best warranties.
Window World offers zero down, interest-free financing on their entire lineup of award-winning windows, doors, siding, and roofing. Get 10 Energy Star windows for as low as $4,569 or as little as $89 a month.
Get a whole house of beautiful siding for as little as $189 a month or a new roof as low as $149 a month. Call 800-NEXT-WIN now. That's 800-NEXT-WIN. Or you could visit them at windowworldofboston.com.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage.
Well, if it's time to get a new roof for your home or your business or your building that you own, then listen to this. You're going to save 10% off the last roof you'll ever have to put on that house or that building with the Beat the Heat Summer Program from East Coast Metal Roofing. East Coast Metal Roofing serves Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and even some parts of Maine. We have a beautiful East Coast metal roof on the shack in Ocean Park, Maine. I love it. You're going to love yours. I save every month when it comes to energy bills because their Permalock aluminum shingles actually reflect radiant heat. So that means that you're going to pay less for the air conditioning, pay less for the heat in the winter. They come in almost every style and color. Your neighbors will have roof envy. You can you get 100% full financing from them. So right now is the best time to get a lifetime roof. They give you a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about your roof again. Call them today. East Coast Metal Roofing, 844-611-EC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.